Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Music, Money, and Success. 8th edition, The Insider's Guide to Making Money in the Music Business is a practical reference work on the economics, contracts, and rights systems that shape the modern music industry. Written by Jeff Brabeck and Todd Brabeck, both longtime insiders with deep experience in music publishing, licensing, and rights administration, the book is designed for readers who want to understand how songs and recordings generate income across multiple commercial uses. Rather than focusing on artistic development, it explains the business infrastructure behind royalties, publishing, performance rights, synchronization, mechanical licensing, and adjacent revenue streams. The 8th edition reflects an industry where income now comes from far more than record sales, extending into film, television, games, apps, streaming, and emerging technologies. Its purpose is to give musicians, songwriters, composers, managers, and industry professionals a working map of the rules that govern payment, negotiation, and ownership in music. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a revenue map for the modern music business. One of the book's central contributions is its insistence that music income is fragmented across many channels, not concentrated in a single source. It explains how a composition can earn money through public performance, mechanical royalties, sync licensing, and other forms of exploitation in multiple media. That matters because many creators still think in terms of sales or streams alone, while the real financial picture depends on how a work is used and who controls the underlying rights. The book is especially useful in showing how television, film, video games, apps, and newer digital uses each create distinct payment pathways. This broad view helps readers understand why ownership, registration, and contract terms can affect lifetime earnings far more than a simple royalty rate. Its value is practical. Readers learn to identify where money is generated before they negotiate or release rights. Secondly, deep explanation of performing rights organizations and royalty formulas. A major strength of the book is its detailed treatment of ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and related royalty systems. Rather than presenting performance royalties as a vague benefit, it breaks down how performance rights organizations operate, how licenses are structured, and why payment formulas differ depending on usage context. This is important because public performance royalties are often one of the least understood income sources for songwriters and publishers, yet they can become a major part of long-term revenue. The book's technical focus helps readers see why factors such as audience size, time of day, type of use, and license category can influence payment outcomes. By explaining the machinery behind distribution rather than merely describing the existence of royalties, the book equips readers to read statements more intelligently, ask better questions, and avoid accepting opaque industry explanations at face value. Thirdly, publishing ownership, mechanical rights, and contract control. Another core theme is music publishing, especially the relationship between authorship, ownership, and monetization. The book explains how publishing deals allocate rights, how mechanical licensing works, and why the division between writer share and publisher share can have major economic consequences. This is one of the areas where the book is most valuable to working musicians, because publishing terms often determine who can license a song, collect royalties, or profit from future uses. It also places mechanical licensing in a contemporary framework, including collective administration and blanket licensing systems that now shape how works are cleared and paid. The practical lesson is that paperwork is not peripheral. It is the mechanism that decides whether a creator keeps control or gives away leverage. Readers gain a clearer understanding of clauses, ownership structures, and royalty splits, which makes the book especially relevant for anyone negotiating songs, catalog rights, or co-publishing arrangements. Fourthly, how licensing extends music value into film, television, games, and apps. The book stands out for treating synchronization and related licensing opportunities as central business tools rather than niche issues. It shows how music can be monetized when placed in visual media, interactive media, or branded content, and why each type of use may require different contract language and revenue expectations. This matters because creators often underestimate how much value can come from non-traditional uses of a composition or recording. The book connects legal structure with practical earning potential by showing how direct licensing, source use, background use, promotional use, and other categories affect compensation. Readers also get a sense of how the industry has evolved as digital platforms and emerging technologies have widened the number of places music can appear. In that sense, the book is not just about collecting royalties after the fact. It is about understanding how to position music so that it can be licensed efficiently and repeatedly across formats. Lastly, an insider manual shaped by industry experience and teaching. The authority of the book comes from the combined backgrounds of Jeff and Todd Brabeck, whose careers in business affairs, ASCAP leadership, legal practice, and music education give the text a distinctly insider perspective. That background matters because the book is not a generic overview written from outside the industry. It is grounded in real licensing, payment, and negotiation experience. The authors use that position to explain how professional systems actually work and where creators are most likely to lose leverage. The book is also notable for its educational style. It is structured like a reference manual rather than a narrative, which makes it especially useful for professionals who need to consult specific topics such as contracts, royalty types, or media-specific licensing rules. This combination of practical detail, legal awareness, and industry credibility is what has made it a standard reference in music business education and among working professionals. In conclusion, Music Money and Success, 8 Physician is best suited for songwriters, composers, producers, music publishers, managers, entertainment lawyers, and serious students of the music business who need more than broad advice. Its main benefit is that it translates a notoriously complex industry into concrete systems of rights, payments, and contracts. Readers who want to understand how performance royalties, mechanical licensing, publishing splits, and synchronization income actually work will find it especially useful. The book is also valuable for anyone negotiating catalog deals or trying to protect long-term ownership, because it shows how revenue is shaped by legal structures rather than talent alone. Compared with many music business books, it stands out for its depth, its technical precision, and its focus on the mechanics of income generation across multiple media. It is less interested in inspiration than in operational knowledge, which is exactly why it remains a standard reference. For readers who want a serious guide to the financial side of music, it offers durable insight and unusually practical detail. If you would like to support Jeff Brabeck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.